And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Thursday the 18th of April 2024. London North Eastern Railway has launched a new digital information platform across its fleet of trains in a move expected to centralise key data and improve journey experiences. The new service works by scanning a QR code on the seat, which allows customers access to info on the wider rail network, station facilities, destination attractions and more. LNER's Chief Digital and Innovation Officer, Danny Gonzalez, said, "At LNER, we believe the digital experience plays a crucial role in helping people enjoy the best possible experience when they travel with us. This is just one way we are further enhancing that experience, and we will be looking to add more features in the future." And yesterday saw the publication of Scotland's Climate Ready Plan, which lays out how the railway can stay resilient to climate challenges in the future. The plan was published jointly by Network Rail Scotland and ScotRail and will inform infrastructure developments over the course of the next 5 years. Outlining how the railway can be improved to cope with climate challenges, the plan identifies areas for direct infrastructure investment, as well as the introduction of climate science and adaptation capabilities. Overall, investment worth £1.9 billion will be invested into infrastructure renewals over the next 5 years, with more than £400 million of this contributing towards resilience against extreme weather and future changes to the climate. And finally, the first phase of a £2.5 million investment to improve 3 railway bridges in Glasgow's West End has been completed. Engineers from Network Rail have cleaned, repaired and repainted the bridge over Ferry Road in the Yorkhill area of the city over the last 3 months. Old paint was grit blasted from the steel structure, so its condition could be examined in detail, followed by repairs on the metal and stonework. It was then repainted. Further work will now be carried out to the 2 adjoining bridges, including the structure carrying the railway over the River Kelvin, busiest section of railway in Scotland. And that is the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.